We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Republic of Texas Radio on republicbroadcasting.org. I am lucky enough to be filling in for Steve, your regular host. I'm Doc. We've got Jimmy. We've got Alan. And we've got Ken. And we got everybody in the chat room. The chat room brought up the fact that Bill of Rights and all that stuff are still there. We know it, but it's ignored. Mike, one of the things you talked about, I've heard of this. Many people have done it. And it seemed to only amount to just poking the bear and putting them in the spotlight and getting them in trouble. And that's my point about doing things individually, stuff like this. A lot of people that you might send that kind of paperwork to, they don't even know what you're talking about. And ladies and gentlemen, here's something you need to think about for a minute, okay? Unfortunately, many of the people in the legal system, law enforcement, court system, all those kind of people have been taught that the Constitution is just a foundation and the statutes and all these things override it. So they're being taught incorrectly. There, a lot of them are decent people thinking they're doing a good job and that you're the radical or the crazy or the rebel because they've been taught wrong. And it's the problem with our kids in school today. They're being taught wrong. So,
and this, this is the control of the information, Doc. If you control, that's what every tyrant, every tyrannical government on this planet has always done. If you get control of the information, supposedly the truth is that's coming out, because not everyone can be at the same place to see, you know, what's going on, you know, if it was true or not. So the truth is made up and presented to them by those in power. Unfortunately, we do not have a free press anymore. We all know that. But most of the country doesn't. They sit down and they watch their news and think that Fluffy the cat stuck in a storm drain is the most important thing going on in their town. Okay? And they will sit and they will watch Fluffy the cat. They will more at 10. So they'll be watching the news at 10 o'clock again when there's more on Fluffy the cat. You know, not realizing that while all this is going on, everything that they think that this country is being stripped and taken away from them and put into the hands of a very select few who control that source of information.
I agree. Mike, have you ever heard of anybody having any success doing that? Because I have not. Are you still there, Mike?
You lost Mike.
Oh, okay. Well, and Alan, that's what I love, because I know if you ran for something in Fredericksburg, they're not going to buy you or change you. I know they're not going to change Jimmy. I know they won't change Ken. They're not going to change John or Billy Ford or... They're not going to change any of these guys.
Let me tell you a little story here, just real quick. I hate to keep breaking in here, but we had this happen in Fredericksburg, actually. We had a good guy who was running for city council. He ran for city council, and he actually got on city council because he was a local. People knew him. They knew he was a decent guy. And him and another guy were going to get onto the city council and start asking about these CAFR funds. What is this CAFR? And, oh, my God, they could not let that happen. As soon as he got in there and they started to begin to talk about that, well, they sicked the IRS on this Tommy Segner, and, you know, and he's not paying an employee taxes, and it came out in the local paper that, you know, Tommy Segner's not paying his taxes and everything else. So the community got a bad idea. Well, I can't believe Tommy's not paying his taxes. Tommy said he realized that he owed some taxes, but not the 80-something thousand dollars that they said he owed. You know, show me where I owe this. They would not show him. They just kept saying, he owes this much, he owes this much. So a good person who was trying to get in here and do good, he didn't know everything that we know, but he knew it was wrong, and he'd heard about this CAFR fund, you know, the second set of books that's making all these SOBs behind the scenes rich. You know, they could not let that get out, so they shut him down in a heartbeat. I saw looks in that city council that if they would have been weapons, the whole room would have been disintegrated. I mean, it's unbelievable the change that I saw in this quaint little town, what used to be a quaint little town.
Well, and that's my point. That's my point. And, Jimmy, I want to come to you on that. If you do this stuff individually, they clean your clock and make you think it was your fault and yep. Tell everybody every lie. This is something people need to remember. When somebody says something bad about you, your enemies don't want an explanation because they've already heard what they want to hear. They're happy. when your friends hear something bad said about you, they don't need an explanation because they know the truth. But if we stick together and we do things as groups and we do it peaceful and lawful, then guess what? One day, Jimmy and Alan and Ken and myself and Bruce down there in the Republic of Texas, the Speaker of the House for those guys, you're teaching the people in government the right way to do things. You're the ones calling the shots and educating them properly about people's rights. What's happened today? I listened to a constable.
And are you going to keep getting raises, Doc? Because we went out and were able to take someone else's farm. Are you going to be able to give those people in government raises? Because that's what most of them are involved in. That's all they care about is how can I get more largesse? Not necessarily being evil, but just being what has been instilled in them. It's the greed and just the me that's been instilled in people. I don't even think people care about their kids anymore. Otherwise, what are they leaving them?
I agree, Alan. And that's why we got to start somewhere, and we got to do it together, and we got to do it peaceful, and we got to do like Doc Green said, get involved at the local level first. Start as a poll judge and become a delegate, and then so, you teach.
So Doc has the source code to the voting machines, to the counting machines? I doubt that, seriously.
Well, yeah, I agree, but look what happened in Catalonia. They pulled it off. Don't you think they had some control?
Or did they just get their experts and say, wait a minute, we got a lot of people getting uppity here. Let's give them a little taste of victory and figure out how we can change the narrative so that we can get them back under control. You just wait and see.
Yeah, I've thought that too. Jimmy, what's your take?
Well, Alan brought up the dirty word CAFR, and boy, did I look into that years ago. And when I first started in radio, we did an in-depth study on that in our group. And you're right, Alan. They do not. As soon as you bring that up, man, you are a bad guy. Secondly, Doc, I've taken my share of flack. And I've always said, if you're taking flack, you're over the target. And you're right. I'm never going to change. I know a lot of folks have families and things like that, and I'm not saying I'm lucky that I don't, but in a way I am. My family are my Dell computers, and, of course, my listeners are my family. You guys are my family. But I have no fear in this because I'm doing God's work. God put this mission on my heart. God put us together. And damn it, we have to fix this. And I heard a comment yesterday. I forget which congressman it was. He was talking about the single-payer thing, this, that, and the other. And he said, yes, it passed, or something about being able to sell insurance across state lines. But here was really what pissed me off and got my fur in a gander. We had to show them and give them something in return for this. And that just pissed me off. And Alan said it best, or maybe Doc said it. These people would sell their own mother. They're in it for what's in it for me. They have totally lost focus on they're doing what's good for the American people. And that is what we have to change. And gentlemen and ladies listening, that's a tough mission. And until we roll our sleeves up and get some kind of anonymity against these, it's Sunday and it's a family show, so I'll let that word go to your imagination. Yeah. But, it is time to slam our fist on the desk and bring this out. And if I'm going to expose something or this group's going to expose something, don't be sicking the dog catcher on me. Because I'll sick Fluffy the cat back on you.
Well, and again, guys, I think everybody's in agreement. They all realize that it's got to be fixed. And I think if Catalonia's an example, they were under a lot of pressure over there, and they still voted. Brexit, they said.
They were crashing office building doors and clubbing elderly people over the head. If I saw that here, I'll tell you what, and I said this in one of my staff meetings, that would be the final straw. I am not going to let a bunch of jackbooted thugs start beating up my people, period. That was just egregious. I had to go and look at the tapes again to make sure that I was seeing what I thought I saw.
And well, yeah, those... why were the rest of those people just standing around doing nothing when they were jackbooting everyone?
Exactly, yeah. Alan. I'll tell you what. You know what? I would have thrown myself at the mercy of those jackbooted thugs and helped that one older lady that they whipped over the head with a club. I mean, my God. Coming here, folks. You might not have made it out of there,
Jimmy. You might not have made it out of there in one piece. Well, you
might have been bloody and bruised
and beaten to hell. There comes a point. There's got to come a point. You know, if you believe that, if you were there when the Bible was translated and believe everything that's in it, you know, God was not a peaceful God in the Old Testament. You know, there was a lot of death and destruction. You know, people pissed him off. He just wiped them off the planet.
Well, the money changers, back to the title Bank versus You. They're money changers, they're grubbies, and I won't take up a lot of airtime here, but I'm a peaceful pissed off right now, and I'm so blessed and honored to have, you know, to be in this group of fine ladies and gentlemen here, because there is a way to solve this, and one of the biggest things is to expose them. And if I get too close to the target, my hands are clean. I dare them to come up with some bullshit on me, because now you're taking out Fluffy the cat with claws. And I don't mean to be threatening, but I've had enough of this. I've had enough of good people being hurt. I've had enough of the nutrients of the economy and the garden of prosperity of this country being raped by these politicians, only to turn around and tell us it's for our own good. I've had it.
The politicians, I'm lathered up private, this morning, guys. They're private mercenary forces. People don't understand that the police force is a private mercenary force of your local government.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but we keep forgetting, guys, it's what they're being taught. So we've got to get in a position to change that education so these
the
guys stop. I have a very good friend who is now part of the FBI. But he started out working border patrol or whatever they called it back then before they merged together. And then he worked as a local cop in a small town in Houston area. And then he went to the FBI. And one time we were talking, and I said, a lot of these statutes are wrong. And he said, you're absolutely correct. He said, but where they get you is they enforce the statutes because that's what they're taught. And he knew, I guess, a lot more than the average guy because he'd been in three different divisions. But that's the problem today. If you were always taught one thing, you think you're doing good. And just like at Nuremberg, a lot of good people got punished for following orders and thinking, well, for whatever reason, they thought they were doing something good. And
so they go against everything that deep down I know deep down in my
heart. I'm not on anymore, right?
I would know was bad. I would know was wrong. You know these. You know they're doing wellness checks and beating the hell out of someone. You know because you say that you're going in their property and then they say, well, not without a warrant. You're not. How can they do that? That would be against my any innate sense of rightness that I have. You know, I was a police officer to go out and do this stuff to people, when you know it's wrong, you know, you can see that these people aren't criminals.
I agree, Alan, but they don't all think that way. And a lot of them are so brainwashed and taught another way. And probably before they show up at that poor property owner's home, that they're told all this negative stuff. And be prepared, because this is another one of those domestic terrorists. What I'm hearing more and more, and seeing all kinds of stuff in the news, is individuals that stand up and speak their mind are being shut down and put away. And Jimmy, you brought this up earlier. There is a company called Corrections Corporation of America. They make money on every little guy that gets tossed in jail on some stupid crap that should have been
able to,
well, yeah, but it should have never even got that far. And if there was any justice, and that's what's the problem right now, guys, we're not seeing justice and we're not seeing common sense. There is none of this that's difficult. You need to clear the books of all these statutes and crap and go back to the very common sense basics of how you deal with your neighbors and community. And then as you want to build a government, you make sure it is restricted and controlled and that they never have the power to vote. What was it Thomas Jefferson said? Once they realize they can vote themselves benefits, that it's going to be out of control? Well, he was right.
Yeah, because most people want, you know, we've been trained to that we should have everything just easy for us. We shouldn't have to struggle. You know, everything should just be easy for us. You know, the convenience, you know, you get your new i6 phone and go to, you know, 5G network that's going to, you know, increase cancer rates and everything else. Everyone knows that. Anyone who's got a brain who's looked into this crap, you know. But people, for the convenience, will do it because they've been taught that. But, Doc, you're not giving a very good representation of most of the people in this country. I know most of the callers that call into RBN, I can hear it in their voice, that it doesn't matter what they've been taught. They just know it's wrong. I've got an innate sense, I guess, that was born into me. I don't know, through my genetic structure. I have no idea. Somehow I've got an innate sense. I know what's right and what's wrong. It doesn't matter what someone tells me. That might be in the back of my head, you know, that, well, they say this is right, you know, that these people are bad and this and that. But, you know, I look at reality. For some reason, I can perceive reality around me. I know what's right and what's wrong. You know, it doesn't matter what someone tells me. I know what's right and what's wrong. I don't care if it's in a textbook or not. Somehow, apparently, Jimmy, you and Doc, apparently you're the same way, because it doesn't matter what has been instilled in us through the educational system. You know, somehow we've just got an innate sense that, you know, this is wrong.
Yeah, but Alan, and
that's our souls. Alan, it's in our souls.
Yes.
Yeah, but I agree 100%, Alan, except one little thing. I do think I'm representing the majority of the American opinion, because what's going on, and Jimmy, I'd like your take too, is I think the majority of people in this world are good, decent, hardworking people, and they just don't want to believe that it could be as bad as it has become. And I think they're in shock, but they want it to be good. They're not fools. They're not naive, but they can't believe it's as bad as what they're seeing around them. And for some reason, a lot of us have seen it for a long time, and you felt it in your heart and your soul that things aren't right. And that's my point. As more and more of these good people stand up and say, you know what? This is wrong. We can do something about it peacefully, legally, and make a difference and throw out all the stupid laws and regulations. There are so many rules and regulations today that I guarantee you nobody knows them all. And yet
the English language itself, I believe, I've heard a guy bring up this theory, and I've heard him a couple of times talking, and I can't remember where I heard him on it, if it was Rents or where it was. But basically, he's come up with a theory, and he presents it very well, that the English language itself was basically created as a weapon against the people, because there are I've got a cousin who just passed the bar exam, you know, now he's going into the legal world, and I've had conversations with him. He's a real smart, very very smart young man, and you know, that doesn't think that his cousin Al is, you know, is crazy anymore. You know, because I've said, you know, so what are you finding out, you know, that William, you know, that words have a whole different meaning as to how they're used in a sentence, where they're used in a sentence, if it's capitalized, how it's punctuated, you know, they have a whole different meaning than what the average person in your average English book will teach you that it means.
Alan, you throw a contract down in front of 10 attorneys, you're going to get 10 translations.
Yes.
I fully agree. And the Doc was saying there's so many laws and regulations and this, that, and the other. My God, you could probably get you can sue a ham sandwich, but they could probably, I'll be quick because I hear the music, you know, they could probably find a way to arrest somebody for just going to the grocery store.
I agree.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back. Republic of Texas Radio on publicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back to Republic of Texas Radio on republicbroadcasting.org. I am filling in for your wonderful host, Steve. I'm Doc, and we got Alan, and we got Jimmy, and we got Ken Mann in the controls. I just looked at the chat room, and Will Be Free brought up the fact that three of the representatives of the Republic of Texas were interviewed by Spanish TV, and it was aired for the Catalonians also to see. And people from Vermont and California, the independence movement groups were in there. So people around the world are starting to take notice to Texas. I am so pleased and privileged and honored just to be on the radio with guys like Alan and Jimmy and Ken and Steve and Doc Green and our buddies, old Frank over in American Voice Radio and Dan over there at Power Hour, because everybody's talking the same thing. Enough's enough. Do it peaceful. Do it right. Take away all this ridiculous statutes and crazy laws that violate people's freedom. And, you know, Alan, you said it wonderfully. Most people just want to be left alone. They're not going to bother you, and they don't expect you to bother them. And, Jimmy, you brought up a wonderful point. Only if assaulted, attacked, if my rights are threatened, do you stand up? That's called self-defense and decency. That was taught from the beginning of time. You take care of your family and your loved ones and your property. You don't bother your friend's property. You don't cause harm to anybody. These are common sense laws. This is not difficult. Man has screwed it up because they get power hungry and crazy. And we need to try to fix it. And I think more and more of the people in this country are waking up. And it's, you know, I used to be one of those types years ago that didn't want to believe it could be this bad. And I got woke up in so many different ways. I saw things happen that were heartbreaking that nobody would have ever believed if you didn't see it firsthand.
Unfortunately, most people have to get kicked very hard in the butt to wake up because it is presented, you know, to us that we have this wonderful system and it's fair for everyone and we're just here to help you. You know, even Ronald Reagan said, of course, shortly thereafter he was shot, but, you know, he said, what are the 9 scariest words in English language? You know, I'm from the government. I'm here to help you.
You know? Well, yeah, and it ought to be true. People trusted, and they were so busy raising families and working and taking care of their homes that it all slipped by them because the other guys were working to make it more corrupt and to take care of themselves. You've got situation now in Congress and the Senate where a person can go up there that used to make $50,000-$60,000 a year and they walk away millionaires. And everything they ever wanted is paid for out of your pocket. That's wrong. Nobody's going to come give you money, Alan, to drive to work or town or get your supplies or if you need to fly to D.C. They're not going to pay for that. But these guys get it for free all the time. And how they got it? They voted it for themselves. It's terrible. We got George in Texas. George, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me? Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, we hear you. What's going on with you today?
Well, you know, I live in the area of Texas where the original 300 settled. When they first settled in Texas, when the Spanish government was issuing out land grants. And, you know, I've been hearing, about these city-states, you know, like these big cities also becoming like an entity unto themselves, ignoring the legislature. You know, you look at Austin, Texas, they're so far up UN Agenda 21 and even like Houston, Texas or Dallas or some of these big cities. And, you know, I sat there and I constantly tell my legislature, because they're complaining about these sanctuary cities and all that stuff. I said, it's very easy how you get rid of sanctuary cities. I say the state legislature gave them the charter. The state legislature could take away them corporate charters. Because that's all we have is these big corporations now.
Well, yeah, but the problem with that, George, is the same people that are corrupt are allowing this to happen because they all benefit from it. So we've got to totally change the education. We've got to get rid of all the people that are in office. Donald Trump said it really well. Drain the swamp. And then once you drain the swamp, there's an awful lot of mess to clean up before you can even refill it. But you got to start somewhere. I don't know what a lot of people think about Trump, but I kind of like watching a guy run the country from a business point of view for a change. And I almost get the feeling with Trump that he's one of those guys that is absolutely filthy rich. He's done everything, achieved everything, can do anything he wants. And maybe, just maybe, he decided it was time to make a difference in his life. I don't know. But so far, I think he's trying, and I think Congress is corrupt.
As far as I can recall, Doc, every politician that I can ever remember hearing run for office was talking about getting rid of the graft and the corruption, and we're going to make this right. Every freaking one of them. So what they say means absolutely nothing. If we haven't figured that out by now, people, the platitudes just... It's just platitudes. What they say is just platitudes because the president is just a meat puppet if you want to call him the CEO of the corporation, fine. But the CEO does not have the ultimate power. It's the board of directors and the powers that be that are lower down in that corporation, supposedly, but the ones who stay behind the scenes that actually do the voting.
Well, yeah, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, but he's not a politician, I don't think. Republic of Texas Radio, please hang on. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here we fight all through all right. Texas Radio. George, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay, George, I want to ask you, you've been listening today. What do you think is a good step and what direction to fix this mess and start us back down the right road?
Well, you know, where do you start? That's my problem.
Where do you start?
Where do you start?
Something's
got
to kick it.
What's that?
Something's got to kick it off.
I say we start by indicting and arresting the Hillarys, and I'll tell you what, that would kick off a huge, huge win if our system would show us, the people, that we are not going to put up with these criminals anymore. And I didn't mean to interrupt you, George, but I'm sitting here with my mute button on and my tongue bleeding from biting it. If Trump and our government wants to show the people and gain our faith back, we're going to start making arrests, not these silly hearings. Don't get me started on the Equifax thing. We need to start making arrests. We know these people are guilty. We know Reed's guilty, Rory Reed. Pelosi, all the insider trading. You want me to get confidence back and draining the swamp? Then start showing me some silver bracelets. And I'm sorry to interrupt.
They voted that it was legal for them to do insider trading.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. They voted that it's legal for them to do it.
That's my point, guys. We have to get control of the education and throw the bums out. And, Alan, you know, I love working with you and Jimmy because you guys sound so much alike in what we all think. But Alan, you got to remember, we have to start somewhere. And if somebody told me tomorrow Alan Crutcher is running for some office in Fredericksburg, I would know that that's a good man who can't be bought, and he's going to stand up and he's going to make a difference. Jimmy, the same way. Ken, Steve, Doc Green.
I can't be bought because I don't need their damn money. It's dirty, it's evil, and I will stand on my own 2 feet and my own merit. That's my campaign line, and I'm sticking to it.
Well, and that's my point. I've joked a lot of times. I've said you could introduce everybody in D.C. with one sentence right now. It has got so bad. You could say, ladies and gentlemen of the world, out of nowhere comes absolutely nothing. And that's how bad it has gotten. But we got to do it the right way. And, we can't. What they would love for everybody just to give up, throw their hands in the air, and let them take over, because that's what they've been doing for a long time. But I'll guarantee you, Carl Pittman had it right here in Houston, in Harris County. He said, if I can get in as sheriff and go by the Constitution and go back to the common sense and teach the officers to stop doing the statutes and teach them what's right, that would have made a giant difference, and maybe the pendulum would have started swinging the other way, but they made sure he didn't get elected. But
and if he would have gotten in, the state attorney general's office would have sicked the IRS or something on him, and no one wants to fight the IRS because, man, they're all powerful. Everyone's afraid of the IRS, aren't they? Because they're lawless.
Yeah, I'm so glad you brought that up, Alan. I want everybody's opinion on this. Right now, I have watched very seriously the attorney general of Texas. He is under several indictments, evidently, for some traitor stuff and different things. They've got a whole list of stuff that they're going after him for. He's getting donations from people everywhere, millions and millions of dollars, to help with his defense. But the key thing that I noticed the other day, that this wouldn't happen to the little guy, is the prosecutors are complaining they're not getting paid. Now, how is anybody powerful enough to stop the prosecutors from getting paid in their own trial? I don't know how that works. I don't know what's going on. I don't know the attorney general from Adam, but that makes me very suspicious. He might be a great guy, and he might not be, and maybe he's wrongly accused, and maybe he's not, but how in the world do you stop the prosecutors? The prosecutors get paid from taxpayer dollars. What's that?
It's called statutory law, Doc. They can make it up as they go along. If someone finds a loophole, they might get out of it for a short time, and they might say, oh, I've got remedy now. But that loophole slams closed, and it is shut, and there is never anyone that even if they attempt it, they get thrown behind bars, and it's not publicized very widely. Only the people that were friends of his or involved in his circles know about it, and no information gets out nationwide. No one knows the injustices that are going on.
Think about this for a second, and I want you and Jimmy to both answer it. Ken, love to hear from you. George, same thing. He is the top guy in Texas, and the guys that actually work for him are prosecutors, and they're not
told
getting
he's the top guy.
They're not getting
paid. He is the top guy.
Right, but they're not getting paid in the case of his indictments. How could that possibly happen, Jimmy?
Tough question. When you say they're not getting paid, are you saying run the scenario by? Because I missed something. Are you saying that one of the good guys is now indicted, and his?
Well, I don't know if he's a good guy. He's attorney general for the state of Texas. So I don't know if he's a good guy. He may be part of the problem. He may be a good guy. I don't know.
He got indicted, and how is it that because you have the prosecutor's office, and you have the district attorney, and they kind of, and the FBI is the one that encourages the district attorney to bring charges and yada yada. But I don't quite understand your flowchart. Who is not getting paid for doing what?
There was an article in the paper that said the prosecutors against him in court are ready to quit the case because they're not being paid. And I don't understand that because they get paid by taxpayer dollars. Now,
well, they get paid a salary. They should not be being paid by case or by anything outside of their agreed upon salary. So are you suggesting that the article said that they're not being paid for their time to prosecute their own boss?
it said they are not getting paid and they are getting ready to quit because they're not getting paid. I, like you, thought they got salaries. Alan, what do you know about that?
I would say it's just more of the game, Doc. No, we will never know the ultimate truth of what's really going on.
They're state employees. They get paid a salary, and, you know, if they get paid over and above per case, then I'd have to see their agreement. But that, to me, is unconstitutional, but that's what we're discussing. But the fact that they're saying they're not getting paid tells me they're not getting paid some kind of per diem or something over and above their salary that they would normally be paid if they're actively prosecuting a case. Are they also on an hourly clock, much like a defense attorney?
If
could you send me that article? I'm very interested to look into that and maybe offer you some comment on next week's show, Doc. That you have me interested
in that. Yeah, I'll try to find it. I just glanced over it and it blew my mind. Have you heard anything about something like that, George?
No, I haven't, but I would say one thing. Consider the source of who written it.
That's true.
Well, George, what is presented to us is not what's going on in reality. So we have no idea what's really going on up there. It's just all part of the game of government as far as the play, the never-ending play of government.
I agree. You know,
they're given scripts, and if they deviate from their script, well, they're not a good actor anymore, so they are stripped out of position, and they're replaced with another actor who will go along and read the script as presented to them.
I agree.
Well, real
George,
quick, Alan, to that point, there's a lot of sheriffs. There's a lot. Real quick point that's very relevant here, Doc. Sorry to interrupt. You know, if you look into a lot of these sheriffs, they either retire early or they're like a good sheriff that is going to come in and fluffy the cat up, and all of a sudden they get fired or indicted. And what happens? The governor of the state appoints a new standing sheriff until the next election, and therein lies a huge problem as well. The sheriff should always be elected. Now, if we have a sheriff that's indicted or has to retire early, quote-unquote, due to family reasons, then there should be a special election held. And I wanted to throw that in there because that's another way that they usurp the voted-in sheriff.
I agree. George, do you have anything else before we move on?
I just want to say about Texas independence. Texas independence will come. May not be in our lifetime, but it will come. And but, you know, the thing is right now with Donald Trump, I kind of see like it being put on the back burner in a lot of areas in Texas. But it doesn't mean like, you know, I know Daniel Miller, the Texas National Mover. I don't know anything about the Republic of Texas or the other organizations, but this is probably the best time to plan our next move, because I can tell you one thing, after Trump leaves office, I know the hammer's going to drop, and this is where these groups have to go into high gear.
Well, absolutely correct. Well, thank you so much, George, for listening and calling in, and please hang with us in the background. We're going to move on. One of the things, guys, that I want to talk about, and you just brought up a great point, Jimmy, that was on my notes here. Has anybody noticed, and Alan, I bet you'll remember because your little community had the sheriffs we've talked about a lot. Some point in time, we went from a regular star that said sheriff and a regular star that said deputy sheriff to all of a sudden now everybody who is a police chief or a sheriff or an assistant of some kind is wearing military stars like generals, admirals. Has anybody noticed that, or is it just me?
No, you're absolutely correct. Even right here in Florida, they wear the green shirts, especially when they do press conferences. The main county sheriff always has 5 stars. His lieutenants have 4 or 3. You're absolutely correct, Doc, and that is where they're trying to shift over our sheriffs and our local police departments into militarized key figures to get us conditioned. You nailed it.
I agree. We got a few callers, so let's jump on. I just wanted to say one thing. In the old days, a sheriff was a different kind of thing, and it wasn't about what kind of power you have. Today, it's gotten
very
different.
Look at Sheriff Taylor.
Beware the military-industrial complex.
Yeah. I loved it.
Beware the military-industrial complex.
There?
Yeah.
Fred and
Michigan. Yeah, guys, I'm here.
What's on your mind today, my friend?
The groups that you mentioned earlier with the toll-free numbers, maybe you, before the end of the broadcast, you could give those out again.
I'll do that right now.
And Fred, I do know who's at the top of the power structure. I know who it's the bankers. It's the ones that call themselves Jews, whether they are Jews or not. I don't know. If it wasn't the Jews, do you not think that there would be someone that would be calling themselves Catholic or Protestant that would be at the head of this thing? There are evil people in all stripes. It's just who has the total influence at this point in time.
Well, yeah, you're right. Well, Fred, what else is on your mind? I'll give you those numbers before we let you go.
Yeah, okay. So the United States Code, I've learned recently, Title 28, 3002, and 1746-1, 28 U.S.C., 1746-1, Continental, that's the Organic Continental United States of America de jure. So there's two parallel systems of governance, and the one that's sort of in mothballs and in dormant is this organic Continental United States America de jure republic. So what I've assimilated, guys, is the fact that I, at the local grassroots level, can empower people to go in relative to property taxes and demand accountability as to why they were never provided the information that when they recorded their private land deed, and in no statutory corporate state is there a statutory mandate to record the private land deed. It doesn't exist, and they don't tell you that. But you can call your state capital's Department of Treasury office for property taxes, and you'll discover just like I did. So then I go in, and I ask them, why didn't they tell me that if I recorded, it would be put into the international Talmudic public law venue, which is international commerce pursuant to the bankruptcy of 1933, which secretly hypothecated everyone's private land, everyone's body, name, sweat equity, labor, et cetera. That was all done without anyone's informed consent. Okay, they were supposed to have told me that, hey, if you do this, you're surrendering, forfeiting, waiving, conveying the monetary, fiduciary, economic, legal rights, the priority interest rights to us. You no longer are the actual owner. You now are just an occupant, renter, leaser on the land, and that's a privilege because it's all commerce. It's a privilege. Whereas we have this other private, non-corporate, non-bankruptcy venue into which it can be recorded, and there's no privilege tax, property tax attached to that. Okay, well, guys, it's fraud. When they fail to disclose, it's called full disclosure, and the recording of the private land deed is actually what's called a presumed valid implied consent adhesion contract. Okay? Right. Well, it's null and void, lacking full disclosure, which they failed to provide.
So make them aware of this,
correct, Fred. But the problem is most people don't know anything about that, and probably half the people working at those offices don't have a clue. So what you discovered,
Fred nailed it. Okay, just to interrupt before you let him go. That's where the train track changed. Is the bankruptcy? That's where they usurped us as men into the corporate title of all capitals. And I'll just leave it at that. Fred, you absolutely nailed where the changing of the tracks and the changing of the guard occurred.
Well, let me say this real quick.
All into international commerce. If you the Federal Reserve note, it is an instrument of a foreign corporation. It put us all into international commerce, which under the Constitution, they can control international commerce, so they can control.
And we bonded.
That's one of the twists.
And by using it, guys, we bonded with our sweat equity labor essence.
Yes.
Yeah.
Whenever you sign a check, we bond it.
Well, there's the music, Fred. Thank you for listening and calling in. Please always be here every week. We need you. We appreciate you. And thanks for the information. We got to start over, ladies and gentlemen. Republic of Texas Radio. We'll be right back.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We are back. We'll Be Free wanted us to know that the Republic of Texas is working on amending the Constitution and trying to restrict government, so he wanted to let you all know that. Those phone numbers that I was asked about, Freedom Texas, it's 1-844-894-6337. The Texas Nationalist Movement, 1-800-662-1836. And the Republic of Texas, 1-888-656-5515. We've got Charles in Louisiana. Charles, are you there? We got just a few minutes. Okay, well, we'll just move on. Ladies and gentlemen, one thing I hope you notice today is there's a common theme, a lot of passion. And if we could get guys like Alan and Jimmy and me and Doc Green and Will Be Free and Steve and Dan and Humana and people all across this country that are doing radio shows and really care into some of these positions and start educating people and turn things around, it's going to get better. Because I guarantee you, if Alan runs for something and he wins, you're going to have a friend who's going to do it right and common sense. And the same for Jimmy and the rest of us. People are not going to be bought. All of you know I'm a doctor, and I didn't go the pharmaceutical line. I didn't go the MD way. You can make a lot of money. You could be filthy rich, but you can't have a conscience. And I haven't found enough money yet that can buy my conscience. And I thank God for that every day that I just am made that way. But there's a lot of people that the money takes over. Alan, before we close out, have you got anything you want to say? Because we're going to run out of time.
Real quick, I apologize for my passion, but I don't guess I should apologize for my passion. We're not arguing here. We're having a very spirited discussion. You know, Doc and I, Jimmy, I guess, has become a friend. You know, and it's just because we care, people. You know, you want to know what this government is? Find an American Indian, a native that once was in this country, and ask them what they and their relatives think of this American system that we have called our government. See what they think about it.
Yeah, Alan never apologized for your passion. That's what I love about you. That's what makes you my friend. And Alan also helps me on my little show on Wednesday evenings, ladies and gentlemen, so you can hear that passion again. Jimmy, how about you? You got anything to close out with? Tell them about Bank versus You.
To save time, I echo Alan's statement 100%. And, Doc, you did a great job today. I am so honored to be the new guy on the totem pole here. Steve and I have had several conversations. He's become a very trusted friend, as in all of you have, and I just am honored to be a part of this group, and God bless us all, and God bless the United States of America as it was intended to be.
There you go.
Well, tell them how they can listen to you on your show, which runs forever and ever and ever.
Oh, it's at bankversusyou.com, and that's like a lawsuit. It's the word bank, B-A-N-K. And then V is in Victor, S is in Sam, and then YOU.com. And we do our best to stay online 24/7. I'm here at least 14 to 20 hours per day, manning the chat room, aggregating news, and then I run a loop overnight when I do get some sleep. I rebroadcast Mirror, I should say. I'm not here to replace RBN or anybody else. I'm here to fortify my fellow broadcasters with one more venue. And I record everything in case we lose something. I've got it archived. And once again, thank you, guys.
We need to work together. Everyone out there, work together.
Yeah, there's our music. It was my pleasure trying to fill the shoes of Steve. I know I can't do that, but I hope we didn't bring any shame to the house. God bless you guys. Have a great one. Ken, thank you so much for taking care of the controls, and we'll see you next week.
In the farther sky, paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.